is inevitable. And if we look at the signs of the time, we should realize how close we are to a catastrophe which is going to be unparalleled in the history of both countries. Even the recent oil spill in the Gulf has contributed to an economic disaster, much more so than we might even realize. Here's an article which was published by Der Spiegel Online, dated July 13. And I'd like to quote to you a little bit from this article. It talks about BP having lost half its market value. Such a crash has never before been seen. Fewer than 12 weeks ago, the multinational oil giant BP still held in an uncontested fourth place on the list of the world's largest companies. It goes on to say, but April 20, the day that the company's Deepwater Horizon oil platform in the Gulf of Mexico exploded, marked an end to the once unshakable faith the financial markets had in the oil giant. The accident is one of the largest environmental catastrophes in U.S. history. Experts have estimated that it will cost more than 60 billion euros to repair the damage. And that is assuming that we are going to be able to solve the problem soon. The article goes on to say, for Great Britain, the crash of its largest company has been a disaster, particularly given the timing. Concurrent with Prime Minister David Cameron's deep spending cuts in an effort to bring down the country's substantial budget deficit and sovereign debt. The 10,000 British jobs BP provides isn't the only issue. BP pays out nearly $7 billion each year in taxes and fees to the British state. Likewise, the company owns large segments of the country's energy infrastructure. A significant chunk of British pensions depend on BP's well-being. Many Britons own a piece of the company. Their pension funds have taken a serious hit. London Mayor Boris Johnson has warned that the oil giant's financial problems have become an issue of national concern. This is Great Britain, a country which is in deep financial trouble already, even prior to the BP disaster. What about the United States of America? Now here's an article which was published by the Associated Press, dated July 12, which should awaken everybody who is still asleep. This article has this to say. The heads of President Barack Obama's National Debt Commission painted a gloomy picture as the United States struggles to get its spending under control. The nation's total federal debt next year is expected to exceed $40 trillion, about $47,000 for every U.S. resident. That's how much you owe. Goes on to say, the debt is like a cancer, Democrat Erskine Bowles, former White House Chief of Staff under Bill Clinton, said in a sober presentation. He goes on to say it is truly going to destroy the country from within. Then you have former Republican Senator from Wyoming, Alan Simpson, said that the entirety of the nation's current discretionary spending is consumed by the Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security programs. The rest of the federal government, including fighting two wars, homeland security, education, art, culture, you name it, veterans, the whole rest of the discretionary budget is being financed by China and other countries, said Simpson. China alone currently holds $920 billion in U.S. IOUs. Bolt said if the U.S. makes no changes, it will be spending $2 trillion by 2020 just for interest on the national debt. No country can survive with that kind of a situation. And we have told you, and we have written about it for many, many years, that the United States of America and Great Britain will fall together, and they will fall together pretty soon. We have prepared a booklet, which is titled The Fall and Rise of Britain and America. It's free for the asking. You can ask for it. You can read it also online. In this booklet, we point out that the demise of both countries is inevitable. But we also point out something else. We point out that the Bible has prophesied this thousands of years ago. There are many scriptures in the Bible which tell us that both countries will fall in these end times. And it also tells us the reason why. You may know that we have been preaching for years, and we believe very strongly that both the Bible and archaeological and historical records prove that the house of Israel, the ancient house of Israel, can be found today mainly in the countries of Great Britain and the United States of America. You see, the house of Israel is totally different from the house of Judah, even in Old Testament times. The house of Judah, that's what the Jews are. That's what the state of Israel is. But this is totally different from the house of Israel, which were never Jewish. There are many prophecies in the Bible talking about the fact that in these end times, the modern house of Israel, mainly Great Britain and the United States of America, will fall. And as I said, they also tell us why. First of all, here's a scripture in the book of Leviticus, chapter 26 and verse 19, where God says, I will break the pride of your power or your strength. Talking to the United States of America and Great Britain, because we are still pretty proud today, aren't we? We are proud of our accomplishments. We are proud of our American or British way of life. We are proud of what our history proves we have done, but we don't realize that it was God in his grace and in his mercy who has given us the benefits and the blessings. Submitting to God would have been the key, but we are refusing to do so. And so therefore, God is now taking away the blessings he has given us. Here is another scripture in the book of Hosea, chapter 7 and verse 10, talking to modern Israel, the modern house of Israel, Great Britain, the United States of America, saying this, the pride of Israel testifies to his face. They do not return to Jehovah their God, nor seek him in all of this. Are we seeking God? Is the United States of America, Great Britain, are we seeking God? No way, we are not. Here's another one in Hosea chapter 5 and verse 5, talking about the pride of Israel testifying to his face. And it goes on to say that they will fall together with Judah. You may not agree with us. You may think that the prophecies regarding the house of Israel do not at all apply to the United States of America and Great Britain, but you should agree with us on this point. You should agree with us that if we are proud, God will punish us for this. There are many scriptures in the Bible showing this, irrespective of the particular nation we are talking about. I'd like to read to you a few scriptures from the book of Proverbs. Here's one from chapter 29 and verse 23 saying, a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Another one in chapter 16, verse 18 says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And then one in chapter 11 and verse 2, pride comes and then shame comes. And our proud living, our proud way of life will bring about our fall. God will intervene. And he is not a respecter of person. He is not going to just punish the house of Israel and the house of Judah. He is going to punish everyone who is not willing to submit to him in pride. And so we find this prophecy in the book of Isaiah chapter 2 beginning in verse 12. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon every one that is proud and lofty, and upon every one that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. The day of the Lord, a time span still ahead of us, when God will actively intervene in world affairs. It goes on to say, and upon every high tower, and upon every fenced wall, and the loftiness of man shall be brought down, and the haughtiness of man shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, and the idols he shall utterly abolish. My friends, today is the time when we are going to submit to God, if that's what we want to do, to be spared from the times to come. Because God has a way to make every proud person realize that we have to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We can do it today, or we can wait for tomorrow. But I guarantee you, if we wait too long, the experiences won't be pleasant. Thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.